Well, good morning and welcome back to the weekly radio broadcast from Independence Baptist Church. You know, the Lord gave us His holy word and we are to study it our entire lives. We're to study it diligently as one that toils or labors over something. And as you study over the Bible, we need to be praying that the Lord will open our eyes to the wonderful things that are in it. You know, and this was absolutely one of the main thoughts in the book of Psalms chapter 119, where it continually talks about having our eyes, our ears, and our hearts opened to His Word. And as many of you know, we've been studying in Matthew chapter 5 and chapter 6, where Jesus Christ Himself preached a very powerful sermon covering a pretty wide range of things. And as Pastor Reynolds picks up here in Matthew chapter 6, we pray once again that the Lord will open our eyes that we might see how to properly lay up treasure.
Are you one of those people that really want something different in life? Listen, read the book of Matthew 6 and verse 19 through 21. Jesus Christ Himself made this statement. He says, "Lay not up for yourselves treasuries upon earth, where moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasuries in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also." You know, you may be longing for hidden treasures. You may be longing for something that is of more value than this world can ever offer. This is what Jesus Christ is talking about. You see, when you lay up treasures upon this earth, they will pass away. The Bible says that moth and rust corrupts those things. The Bible says that thieves break through and steal those things. But if you lay up treasuries in heaven, moth and rust does never corrupt that. Thieves do not ever break through and steal. Why? Because there are no thieves in heaven. I mean, that's the way it is. Notice, in the book of 1 Corinthians 10, verse number 31, the Bible said here, "Whether therefore you eat or drink or whatsoever you do, do all to the glory of God." This means that real wealth is not of this world. Rather, it is of the world that is to come. This means that we use our earthly wealth and use it to purchase things that are heavenly. We give tithes and offerings, you see, so that we can learn that God will take care of every one of our needs. We use our home for entertaining God's children and for entertaining other people. Why? So that we can learn that God takes care of every person. God even takes care of us. We use our car for bringing people to church services so we can learn that this vehicle can be used of God. Everything can be used of Almighty God. I'm glad that that's what it is. But sometimes we set our eyes on things of this world. Look what the Bible says in the book of Proverbs 23 and verse number 5. The Bible said here, "Wilt thou set thine eyes upon that which is not?" The Bible says, continuing here, "For riches certainly make themselves wings. They fly away as an eagle toward heaven." This is a sad thing. Indeed, when people use their lives, they only have a limited span of time to live. And yet they use their lives only to gain earthly possessions. And then they all fly away. When they're dead and gone, all of those possessions are gone. It is a tragic thing to think about. Jesus Christ is here preaching the Sermon on the Mount, and He is saying to people, you need to lay up treasuries in heaven, not upon this earth. When you lay up treasures in heaven, you are laying up good things for the future, not just for the present time, not just for this evil world in which we now live. The Bible has much to say about laying up treasuries in heaven. The Bible even says in the book of 1 Timothy 6 and verse 9 and verse number 10. The Bible said here, but they that will be rich fall into temptation and a snare, and into many foolish and hurtful lusts, which drowned men in destruction and perdition. For the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. The fact is, you see, is that it is the love of money that is the root of all evil. The Bible says that in verse number 10 of 1 Timothy 6 and verse 10. The Bible says that the love of money is the root of all evil. The Bible does not say that money is the root of all evil, because it's not. It is the love of money that is the root of all evil. It is a desire for more and more and more. That is what is wrong with this world. Because people want more money. They want more power. They want more of everything that this world has. But what they need is more and more and more of what only God can freely give to them. That is eternal values. The Bible says in the book of 2 Corinthians 4 and verse number 18, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. This is what Jesus Christ is preaching about on the Sermon on the Mount. He is preaching about eternal things. He is saying to the people, don't lay up your treasuries upon this earth. Why? Because moth and rust corrupts those things. Thieves break through and they steal those things. But Jesus Christ, in Matthew 6 and verse number 20, says, lay up for yourselves treasuries in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. This is what he is emphatically stating. The Bible says in verse 21, for where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Notice the emphatic word is in verse number 21. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. The whole truth of it is this, is that if you think more about earthly things than heavenly things, then your treasure is in earthly things, and it will all pass away. Think about that all of this world will burn up in fervent heat one of these days, and all the treasuries that you have so carefully laid back for your old age or for whatever, all of that will be burned up. It will be dissolved with great heat when the Lord comes in the last days. This is what the Bible so emphatically is saying. Jesus Christ is saying that we need to lay up our treasure in heaven. This earth will be destroyed, and all the power that's here upon this earth, it will all be gone. All the money that's here, it will all be destroyed. But the Bible says that we need to lay up our treasuries in heaven, where it will be kept permanently and faithfully by God Himself. Notice in the book of Luke 16 and verse 10 through verse number 13, the Bible states in this place, he that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much, and he that is unjust in the least is unjust also in much. If therefore ye have not been faithful in the unrighteous mammon, who will commit to your trust the true riches? And if ye have not been faithful in that which is another man's, who shall give you that which is your own? No servant can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon. Jesus Christ, in this place, is making it very clear, is he not, that if we are faithful upon this earth with heavenly things, that he will protect those things, that he will actually hand those things to us when we get to heaven. But if we are not faithful with the unrighteous mammon, if we're not faithful in the things of this world to lay up those treasures in heaven, then it's all of naught. It's such a terrible thing to think about. You know, the only way we can ever learn spiritual truths is to give all of our material possessions unto the Lord. This is what is so difficult. I think about this whole thing about giving our lives unto the Lord. Because God will ably take care of us. If we give our lives to the Lord, God is very well able to bless. But trusting God, trusting Him when you cannot see it, is where it's at. We must believe what God has said and just do what God has said. Not trust anything that we've ever done, but rather trust God and Him alone. And He is so very able to bless and watch over and keep and supply if we just lay up our treasuries in heaven and not upon this earth. The Bible says in verse 10 and verse number 11, if we are not faithful to give to God our material possessions, He will not give us spiritual possessions. True riches, you see, are not of this world. Rather, true riches are from heaven. True riches, eternal heavenly riches, are given to us when we actually forsake this present world and do now what God wants us to do. The Apostle Paul was a great missionary. He was a great evangelist. He was a great writer of the Word of God. But what did Paul do for a living? After he was called to be an apostle, the Bible states that he made tents. They did other things. He did little things. But Paul's emphasis was not on his living. Paul's emphasis was not upon what he can do to make a living for himself or for those that he loved. No, what Paul wanted more than anything else was to give himself entirely to the things of God. Did God bless him? Why, yes. Let me ask you a question. What did Titus do for a living? Think about it. Let me ask you something else. What did Elijah do for a living? What did Amos do for a living? What was it that Abraham did for a living? What did Noah do for a living? Listen, all of these men had one thing in common, that all of these men worked for the living God, and God gave them a living. God will supply for you if you will only do what He wants you to do today. That's absolutely the truth. Just make sure that you're following God and you're obeying Him, and God will supply for you. I know that He will. He has done that for me. I know that He'll do it also for you, because I'm not special. God is a special one. God is the one that we look to, and we trust God that He will and He can supply everything that we need. If we just realize that God owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. God owns all of the land. God owns everything. If we just trust God, He can supply us with everything, even the things that we need in this life. God is well able to do all of that. But if we're not faithful to realize that God owns the cattle on 1,000 hills, if we're not faithful to realize that God can supply for us in this life, how can we ever expect God to give us anything of our own? How can we ever expect that? If we just trust God, God will supply for us. This is so emphatically stated here in the book of Matthew 6 and verse 19 through 21. The Bible says here again, "Lay not up for yourselves treasuries upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasuries in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through and steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also." In this passage, Jesus Christ is speaking of the time when the faithful will rule over many things. He gives us the parable of the talents in Matthew 25, verse 14 through 30, which explains how that if we just put God first, God will take care of all of our needs. He also, in the parable of the pounds, that's in Luke 19, verse 12 through 27, Jesus Christ explains that the faithful will be given authority over a certain number of cities according to their own faithfulness to Him. This is what God wants us to understand. Notice that Jesus Christ, during His own personal ministry, preached this invaluable truth. We need to pray that God will provide. You see, our chief duty in life is not to provide. Rather, our chief duty in life is to serve. It is to worship. It is to honor Jesus Christ. And He will provide for us. Money is a tool. Possessions are a tool. But they are not really ours. They are simply tools that God gives to us. These are tools that God wants us to use for His work. God wants us to lay everything at His feet. And God will take care of everything. Many times, we think that money is the source of all happiness. Sometimes we think that if we just had enough money, then we would be eternally happy. But that's not the truth of it all. You see, it is the love of money that is the root of all evil. 1 Timothy 6 and verse 10 emphatically states this. The love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith, and pierce themselves through with many sorrows. Please notice again that money is not the root of all evil. It is the love of money that is the root of all evil. It is the love of money. It is wanting more and more and more. And all of that will never satisfy a person. As long as it's coming their way, they just live their lives thinking that this is the way to do it. But really, it's not. God said emphatically, He said that the love of money is the root of all evil. But notice what the Bible says in the book of 1 Timothy 6 and verse 6 to verse 12. The Bible says, "But godliness with contentment is great gain." This is absolutely the truth. But godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into the world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. Well, that's the truth, is it not? We brought nothing into the world. When a child is born, they have nothing. They don't have any clothes on their back. And when a person dies, they die. Their spirits go to be with the Lord or to go to hell. I mean, that's it. It's emphatically so. We brought nothing into this world. And it's certain we can carry nothing out. And having food and raiment, let us be therewith content. For they that will be rich fall into temptation and a snare, and into many foolish and hurtful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. The Bible states in verse number 10, "For the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows." Notice here that the Bible states that the love of money is the root of all evil, And if you covet after that, if you covet after money, if you try to get money, if that's what's your main goal and focus in life, is just to get a lot of money, the Bible says, but you have pierced yourselves through with many sorrows, and you have erred from the faith. The Bible says in verse number 11, but thou, O man of God, flee these things. Flee those things. Flee the love of money. And follow after righteousness. Follow after godliness. Follow after faith. Follow after love. Follow after patience. Follow after meekness. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life. Wherewith also thou art called, and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. Jesus Christ is making this very valid point, that all of this world will pass away. All of the silver and all of the gold and all of that will pass away. Jesus Christ wants us, as believers in Christ, to understand this very vital truth, that God knows what we need. And God will absolutely take care of all of our needs if we just put Him first. If we just do what He wants us to do, God will freely take care of everything that we need. Somebody says, I don't see how that can ever happen. I don't see how that God can ever take care of all my bills and all that. There's a story that's told us in the Bible about Peter, the man of God. The Bible says in the book of Matthew 17, verse 24 through 27, when they were come to Capernaum, they that received tribute money came to Peter and said, doth not your master pay tribute? He said, yes. And when he was coming to the house, Jesus went before him and said, what thinkest thou, Simon? Of whom do the kings of the earth take custom or tribute? Of their children or of strangers? And Peter said, of strangers. This is a very vital point, that Jesus Christ asked Peter, did he owe any taxes? That's right. Jesus Christ asked Peter. And Peter said, well, no, we don't owe any. But Peter just told those people that took up the tribute money if his master paid taxes. And Peter said, yes, he does. And Jesus said unto him, then are the children free. In other words, Jesus Christ said, the people who are citizens of the country, they don't owe the taxes, right? Peter said, yes, that's true. Jesus Christ then said, notwithstanding, lest we offend them, go thou to the sea and cast an hook. Cast one time, Peter. You cast one time. And take up the fish that first cometh up. And when thou hast opened his mouth, thou shalt find a piece of money. That take and give unto them for me and thee. Think of this. You might say, I don't understand how God can supply for us. You know, Peter didn't know it either. Peter the apostle, Peter, the leader of the people, did not understand either how God could supply for them, but Jesus did. Jesus said, Peter, I want you to go fishing. This is the only time that Jesus Christ told Peter to go fishing. He said, Peter, I want you to go fishing. Just cast a hook one time. And the fish that comes up, you take the coin out of his mouth because I am supplying taxes, the tax money, for me and thee. You see, God can make money appear out of absolutely nowhere, as he did with Peter. Peter got the coin out of the fish's mouth to pay tribute, which they really didn't even owe. And can God do that for you? Listen, God is well able to supply for me and you. God knows, you see. God understands that thing. You know why? Because the Bible says in the book of Psalms 50 in verse number 10, for every beast of the forest is mine, and the cattle upon 1,000 hills. Can God supply? Listen, God can supply. God loves us. God cares for us. God has not left us down here just to do things on our own. But God says that He loves us and He will take care of us if we will just do what He wants us to do. God emphatically declares that He will supply every material necessity we have if we will seek His kingdom and His righteousness first. This is found in the book of Matthew 6 and verse 33, where Jesus Christ says, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." You see, what Jesus Christ is saying to us is that we need to believe God when we don't have. Just trust God. Do what God wants us to do. And God will absolutely supply for all of us. Am I saying that God doesn't want us to work? No. I'm not saying that at all. If you have a job, God wants you to go to work. God wants you to be a good employee. God wants that. God wants you to be a good witness day by day, every day as you live. God wants you to work hard. God wants you to do right. God wants you to be a good example to everybody about how good that He really is. God wants that. Jesus Christ says in the book of Matthew 6 and verse number 27 that you can worry about things until you're sick. But all of this worry will not do you any good at all. But God wants you to trust Him. As you live, as you work, as you go about your daily task, always do what God wants you to do. And God will always bless. He always will. Just trust the Lord and rely upon Him and upon nothing else. God is well able to put you in a place where you can supply for yourself and you can give glory to God when that happens. Absolutely, that's the way it works. But if you look to anything else, you will falter. You will fail. But you need to be strong and look to God alone. And God can really fulfill all of your requests.
You know, are we trusting Jesus day in and day out? Are we getting distracted by laying up treasure for ourselves here on this earth instead of laying up treasures in heaven? Our focus must always be on the Lord Jesus Christ and His kingdom. You know, and that doesn't mean that we should quit our jobs or stop living our lives, but instead it means everything we should do should be done in a way that brings glory and honor to Him. Those day-to-day things we have to do, they can be done to glorify Him. They can be done to bring glory to Him. Now, sometimes He wants us to do more. Matter of fact, there's lots of things that we need to be doing for the Lord, but we don't have to stop doing those day-to-day things like going to our jobs. We need to do those, but we need to do them in a way that brings glory to Him. It is when we place Him first and seek Him first that He really starts to bless us. And of course, in that blessing, we have to remember that His blessings aren't always about this world. Sometimes He changes our hearts and we're happier and more content, and our treasure may not be realized until we reach eternity. But we need to be setting ourselves aside to serve Him and worship Him first. And when we do that, He will bless us and He will give us day to day the things that we need. Well, as we come down to a close of today's message, we do want to thank you for listening, remind you to come and join us for services this morning. We're going to be meeting at 124 South Main Street in Forestdale, Missouri. We'll start Sunday school at 10, worship service at 11, prayer meeting at 3:45, and then, of course, afternoon worship services at 4:30. We'd love for you to feel free and come by, join us throughout the day for a time of worship. We're going to be fellowshipping around our foundation, which, of course, is Jesus Christ. Well, once again, we want to thank you for listening, and be sure and tune in again next Sunday at 8 a.m. as we pick up on this topic of the proper way of laying up treasures.